there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Word to your mother.
Okay, hold on. Okay, let's get ready to record. Here is the box of pastry and open. Hi, everybody. Thanks for listening to Two Cool Moms. I'm Joe Gatto.
Are we on the air?
Oh, God. Oh, that's a coconut. Oh, that's a coconut.
It's a coconut number.
Oh, coconut mac. Oh, God.
Yes, this is a gift from our friend Mike here. Producer Mike helped us out and brought us in some treats. Thank you, sir. Because we got to keep that caloric intake up. You know how we do's.
How are you? By the way, I love
okay, so this is
what's happening here.
You see this jacket? This is an Adidas jacket. I was doing some holiday shopping, and I added it to cart because I was like, oh, this is nice. I had to spend a certain amount for it to get a $50 off coupon.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I'll grab this. Now,
what's in the heart?
Should I wear it?
Oh, yeah.
Now, you know, I shoot you blunt. If you put this on and I didn't like it, what would I say?
What's that?
If you put this on and I didn't like it, if you showed up with this on and I didn't like it, what would I say to you?
Burn it?
Yeah, right. So now I want you to be brutally honest with me. What do you think?
You make bold fashion choices, but because you remind me of like a Rob Williams, where you can get away with stuff because you have such an outgoing personality.
Ah.
I would say yes, you could pull that off.
Thank you so much.
I couldn't pull that off. But here's another reason why I think you... Have you looked in the hearts?
I have not.
Do you know what it says in there?
No.
There's a J.
J.
And an S.
Joe and Steve. That's us.
Two of hearts.
Oh, look at that. There is a J and an S.
There's a J and S. That's why I thought you were wearing that on purpose. And I was like,
oh,
I don't think he knows.
I didn't even know that.
I don't think
he
knows.
Shout out to the people. Look, right here. It's a J in the hearts.
You literally didn't know that?
I did not know that.
I thought you were messing with me.
I didn't. I
thought that's why you got it.
Okay. Now.
And you're wearing it.
No, I swear to God. That's so great.
Really?
Oh, what a happy accident. What a happy accident. I love you, Steve.
I love you, Joseph. You had no idea.
Top three activities I like to do with Steve Byrne. One, driving a car. You at the
helm.
You
are fucking with me.
You at the helm.
You are fucking with me.
I'm giving you my...
Okay, sorry, good.
Top three.
I'm going to listen. Okay,
good. Two is to compliment you because it's always so much fun. You make it so easy.
Yeah.
Three is to eat. I love to go out with Steve Byrne. I love to eat with Steve Byrne. It's always an adventure. I love when you... I love the pride that you give when you give a recommendation and it pans out well. You love it.
Hey, remember that one? It was freezing. I forget where we were. It was a nice, they had fireplaces in there.
So nice.
We had no idea what we were walking into.
No idea.
And then we went bananas.
Phenomenal.
Your wooden shoe.
Yes.
Was
a good call too.
One of the best calls I've ever had on the road with you.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That antique store went on and on. It was one of the best.
I told you I got the apple. I found the apple. My mom's apple. Remember when we go in an antique shop and I'm always trying to find that glass blown red apple?
Oh yeah, yeah.
I found it.
You did?
I did.
Where?
2 weeks ago. So wherever the hell I was 2 weeks ago, I found it in a antique store.
Really?
And I was shopping and boom, I turned around and there was the apple. I was with Jiggy. And I said, there's the apple. And I got the apple. So I finally found the apple that my mom had on her tea cart that I broke.
No, really?
Yeah.
And was it cheaper or more expensive?
It was $65.
Easy.
So, but she gave it to me for 40 because she liked my smile.
You
her words,
always,
not mine.
You always no. But you greased you. Yeah,
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
That's
I
your always. There, yeah. What's your?
What's the action?
What's the action?
What's the action here?
What's the action here? And then, is there a friends and family discount
and family
or
discount.
Something like that? Yeah. Whatever
and then
your
you
line
laugh
is.
It off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get it.
But it works all the time with
100%
you.
100% of the time it works. And you know what? It won't work when you don't ask. 100% of the time it'll fail if you don't say something. So, get out there, kids, and try it.
Look at you.
It's the new attitude. It's the new jacket. Jay loves us.
The new attitudes.
I feel very hip in this. I feel more hip than I should be.
You pull that off, though.
What do you do with your eyebrows? Do you get them tweezed or plucked or anything? You just let them go?
I just let them go.
Okay. I'm going to get mine threaded today. I just remembered. I looked at myself in the camera before. I had to get mine threaded.
Should I get them?
No, they're fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, because you're Asian. You have a full thing that you can do.
So have you ever done your eyebrows or anything?
So my sister, Carla...
Yeah.
When I was in high school, she said, I got to do you a solid here. Come here. And she laid me down in her lap and she took a tweezer and started plucking my eyebrows for me. And then she was like, that's way better. She's like, you can't walk around like that. You're my brother. And I was going to her college soon.
Were they bad?
They were bad. I get caterpillars. I get straight up fat. I get fat.
Oh,
so
you get them worked on?
Uh-huh. I do. Well, it's been a while and I realize it's been a long time, but I get like a fat, I got a fat lid. You see this?
Yeah.
Like how chubby it is. And then there's a lot of hair around it. And
well,
it just becomes a
notice.
Heavy fat. You wouldn't.
Doesn't Murray shave his eyebrows?
Yeah, Murray does all sorts of weird things.
Like with a razor, like a big razor.
No, he does like a little thing. I think he gets his threaded now too.
Like with the...
Yeah, that's what I got. Yeah, the little lady puts a thing in
the
teeth.
How do they do that?
It's amazing. The skill set's beyond me. And how did the first person figure out that's the way to do it? There's got to be a better way, A. There's got to be a better way.
Yeah, it's called a tweezer.
Right. But they're in
like
there
there's
with
chopsticks and there's a fork.
And they're doing this with the thing and they're doing the whole violin string. It's crazy.
Literally, to get two pieces of thread to go around one little hair and pluck it with that, that's crazy. Beep.
And it's always in the middle of a mall kiosk. You're always getting your eyebrows in the middle
of
the
mall. And we can't find the clitoris. Am I right, guys? Come on.
I love to get it done in the mall.
So you get it done.
All the time. Yeah, I'm going to go after
this. You have to tell them to, because here's the thing. Eyebrows, very tricky. It can go a little too feminine.
100%.
You want it to still stay.
Too much of an arc. You're too defined. You don't want that.
Yeah.
I always just say clean them up a little. That's pretty much.
Have you ever? Have they ever gone a little?
Oh, yeah. I had one lady. I heard a dink and I heard, ooh. It was a dink and ooh situation where she went, you know, and your eyes are closed while it's happening. And the whole thing is you have to hold your eye while they're doing it. So you have to do this. So I'm sitting there and she goes, dink. And I hit, ooh. And I go, and I open up and I go, what happened? And she goes, oh, and then she goes, too close. I go, too close, what? So what she did was, the problem was she was doing the middle.
Yeah.
And she got too aggressive and she went inside. So I had a short brow. I had a short brow here.
Oh.
So the brow was here and didn't get enough. Like, imagine that.
Yeah.
Like, the brow started mid-eye. And you knew, but the problem was, you knew something was off on you. Looked at me, but you couldn't figure it out.
Right.
So everybody was like, oh, this guy, something's the matter with him. What's wrong?
I was like this.
I was introducing myself, like, good to meet you. Nice to see you again. You know? I was thinking a lot, going,
There are certain things that you will do or say that will just get me, and your sound effects...
That was just a reenactment. That was a reenactment.
But my favorite is...
Go! Somebody gets hurt. Somebody gets hurt.
If we see somebody trip or fall or somebody drops... Go!
Go!
Yeah. Go!
It's my favorite. It's my favorite.
Okay. Shall we?
Let's jump in.
All right. Coming to us from Joe. Hey, mamas in pajamas. If each of you could be a woman for a day, what would you do? This is a great one. What would you do if you're a woman? Now, my question is, are we like hot women? Because that'll dictate a lot. Are we average looking women? Are we...
I think you would probably go equate yourself to what you think you are now.
I wonder if I'd be a better woman.
I was going to... my mind went to
probably
the same place. I was thinking what...
You've been in drag, though.
Yes. But that's
how
not
did
being
you
a
look?
Woman. That's wearing a dress. I don't know
but
if you
But how
know
did you look as a woman?
I looked very manly. I was a very handsome woman. Yeah, there I am. Yeah, that's what I look like.
Mm.
Yeah, but they did that on purpose.
I'm going to need a lot of tequila. Dean, oh, Joseph.
Not that much. I will say this. I do think that I do have a lot of my father, but I do have a lot of my mother in me as far as maternal instinct goes and whatnot. So I wonder if I'd be a better mother than I am a father. what's the first thing I do as a woman? Well, I would say we'd have to equate what we are. So I wouldn't be a super hot woman. You can't just go like, it's not like Fat Sasquatch. What's the name of that movie?
Harriet and the Hendersons?
Nope. With the guy, Jack Black becomes a woman and what's the face?
Oh, Shallow Hal?
Shallow Hal. Yeah. Right. I thought it was Fat Sasquatch. By the way, that's where my mind was. It's not. It's Shallow Hal.
And you edit me?
But you can't play. I'm offending this Sasquatch listeners. I apologize. So what happens is like you become a version of you. So we're not hot guys. So we won't become hot women.
Right.
Right. We're not tens. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. On a count of three, let's say the number we think each other are.
Okay.
And I want you to be honest with me, and I'm going to be honest with you. You're saying the number you think I am.
I just saw you in drag.
I know, but I want
By
you
the way, I saw you in drag with makeup, okay?
And I don't
makeup always
a
makes a woman look a little better. So if I had to judge it from that picture and then go down from there, knowing you're naturally...
This is what I'm asking you to judge me as a man, you as a
man. Okay, so
we're
saying what we...
100% looks, no personality.
Okay, what I think you are as a woman, 1 to 10.
No.
What?
As a man.
Oh, as a man.
Just what I, based 100% on looks. But that would equate to what we would be as women.
Just on looks.
I think we should be the same number, 100%
just on looks.
Just on looks, no personality.
No personality. No personality.
No.
Nobody knows what we do for a living.
Nobody knows. You don't talk about your sparkling, my sound effects, my beautiful charm. You don't know any of that. You're going to find all that out. It's going to knock my number up. I'm going book by its cover. Handshake, see me across the bar. What's the number?
Are we still going to be friends after this?
I want you to be brutally honest because I know the number in my mind. And I know what number I think you are, and I'm going to be brutally honest.
Okay. We're going to... Do we have a pen and paper?
Oh, you want to write it
down
and flip it?
We should write down what we think.
Okay.
what we think we are, and then how
slide
it matches
them over to each other.
Yeah, and then slide them over to each other after we do this. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So I want you to be honest. Thank you. Thank you. I don't want you to. We have a pen. I don't want you to. You're so excited to write down a number.
So this is what what I think of me.
No.
We're writing down what I think of me.
Oh,
what you're going to say.
That's fun. Do this. Do this.
Okay.
Do a Ripski. Do a Ripski here. Okay. Okay. And this is what we'll do.
Okay.
We're going to do this. We're going to do on one sheet of paper.
Okay.
You write down truly what you think you are.
Me?
You. This is me. This is what I think
Joe.
I am. And then here is what I think you are. Okay. And then we're going to slide them over to each other. Okay. So be brutally honest to yourself. Don't let everybody see.
What I think I am.
Yes.
Okay. And this 1 out of 10.
100% on looks.
This is just looks.
Just looks.
Period.
Book by its cover, across the bar, you see me. What's the number that goes into your head? And also for you, what number do you think you are?
Oh my God. Okay.
And this is
I'm gonna be honest, okay?
I want you to be honest.
Okay.
Because if you're anything other, I'd be upset.
This is right now. This is not in our 20s.
This is not this is no. We're talking ding right ding now. Door opens, he walks in. What number is that guy?
Okay.
That's what it is.
Okay.
This is what you think you are.
Yeah.
Is this you rating yourself?
This is me rating myself. I walk in the door. I don't know a thing about that guy.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to see what you think you are. I'll do you first.
Okay, good.
Okay, so this is for you. You said a 7.
A 7.
Generous.
6.
Yeah. I said a 6.
I'm a 6?
No. That's me. That's what I think I am. I think I'm a 6. You think you're a 7. Okay, so now let's go to what we thought of each other.
Okay, ready? I said... So you said 6.
I said I was a 6.
Okay.
Then you told me I was a 6.
Ooh.
Oh, you're right. And then what did I say you were?
Okay, let's see here. An 8.
I said an 8.
Wow.
Yeah, all right.
I made a, you should be 7. That's what I meant to put, not a 6.
A 6. I think that's
sure
right
thinks
on, though.
I'm an 8. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I think you're an 8.
I wouldn't go 8.
I would go, well, not right now, though, because you've got a couple of the ongoing.
Oh, I do.
A little bit of that right now.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, but
I know
when
I
you're
do.
Down, I'm putting you in your fighting weight.
I got to get to fighting weight. I need a haircut.
A haircut? I got to get my eyebrows done. That's going to take me easily to a 6.5.
Girl, you look great.
I hate people that do that.
And that jacket pops.
The jacket helps. If I walk in on this, I'm an 8. This is because you're looking here.
She thinks 6 all day.
I think if I'm going to be honest and go straight on looks, I think I'm 6. I could be a 7, but I think I'm a 9.
When
you put the whole package
together, you carry yourself together. A 9.
I think I put everything together. I'm a 9.
Personality 9. Yeah.
I think if you and I pick up three points, 2 to 3 points in personality alone.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. You don't agree with that?
Me, I lose.
Yeah, so
that's
why
I lose.
You start as an 8.
Do you like
you
documentaries?
End as, you end as a 4.
Do you like Arby's? Bink. I'm down to a... I'm like, it's me and the handicapped person. Just like,
roll it out. Yeah, that's what I think. I know, because I think personality definitely plays a big part of me.
Yeah.
But I hate people. I don't hate people. I don't hate anybody. I try not to. But I dislike when people do that thing where it's like, girl, you're crazy. You don't. I like when people are honest with themselves.
Yeah.
And you... Let them be.
Sure, sure.
And then you help them make themselves better. The people I feel like that enables mediocrity, and I hate when people do that.
Yeah, I could spiral off of that, but I agree with you. But I've seen videos of recent where I see the gullet coming back. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you got to get back in shape. But then it's like coming out of the holidays and everything, it's like, okay, now's the time. Because December, that's when I kind of let loose.
Yeah.
Just like,
yeah.
I'm home with the family. We're going to eat pizza. We're going to have some fun. Yeah.
I'm feeling my weight as well now.
Now, let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
Your 20s is probably your best version of yourself.
No.
Okay? You don't think so?
Not for me.
No?
Not for
even
me.
When you lived in LA, you said you would go hiking and all that stuff. You were tan.
My 60s are going to be phenomenal.
You think your 60s
oh,
when you peak?
God. I'm going to be awesome in my 60s.
She like 5 years away from that?
Hurtful.
Why do you think 60s?
No, I'm kidding. I think probably, yeah, my 20s, late 20s, yeah, early 30s.
Okay, what would you
peak.
Give yourself an honest rating of your, in your 20s, what would you say? Walking in the door.
I would probably be an 8.
Fresh face Joey.
Fresh face Joe would probably be about an 8 there.
I'd say 8 for myself, too.
Eight, yeah, probably about
my
an 8.
My 20s.
Yeah, I was never muscular, but I had more hair.
Yeah.
I was a little bit leaner. I was tan and I got the blue eyes. I mean, it's a lot going on.
The eyes go a long way.
Yeah, a huge way. I got eyes and jokes. That's your boy Joe.
So you're an 11 in your 20s, though.
That's where I am. If I had the three? No.
With the personality?
My personality is way better now.
Really?
It wasn't a bad personality, but it's better now.
There was less F's to give back in the day.
It was more, I think there's a little bit more empathy in my heart. I think there's a little bit more, I've been through a little bit more.
Yeah.
So I could relate on a human level better to people.
Right.
I was a little, might have had a little bit of an ego.
Really?
Not bad though, but a little bit of a little bit of a chip on the shouldery, but not bad. But a little bit more than.
Who doesn't in their 20s though?
I think that's 100% true. I think I had that amount of chip on my shoulder.
Because you're coming into everything. Everything's your first.
100%.
First real job, first real relationship, first real money, first any of that
stuff.
There's
a lot of road in front of you, you know, a lot of opportunity.
I mean, if you think carving out your identity in high school is difficult,
oh, yeah.
In your 20s, you're just like...
Especially when you're lost and you don't know what you want to do with your life.
Yeah.
That's the hardest for me, for sure.
Wow, okay. Mm. This took an interesting turn.
It's interesting. I appreciate the honesty.
I did not expect that, yeah.
We were pretty close on each other.
Well, I was spot on. You were a little kinder to me, only because I step on the scale every day, so I know what
I'm. I honestly think you're an 8. I didn't say 8 because I was like, I have to say a nice number. I think looks-wise, you're an 8. If just look at you, you have an interesting look about you. You have got a wave to the hair. You got the eyes that you don't know what's the percentage. You know it's something. You know it's not 100%, but there's a percentage here.
He's not all privileged.
No. You're tall.
Yeah, it's tall. Yeah,
a little bit slender at times.
Yeah, at that times. You know, not this time.
I know, but
next time
your fat distributes better than mine. My fat is localized. Yours goes and sees the whole area. You got a whole neighborhood of fat.
Well, there's prime real estate under these cheeks.
Everybody
here,
gets
and then
the jowls.
Right there,
gets
yeah.
The jowls. I'd love to see you in a full beard, though.
Full beard?
I would just.
I don't look healthy.
I would just love to see that. Yo, you look sick.
I look
cast away.
I look like if Keanu Reeves was cast in the movie Philadelphia. It's mangy.
Okay.
It doesn't look good.
Good.
Like just a 5 o'clock shadow is good, and then you got to shave it.
Yeah.
Patches.
I love your clean shave though. When you step out on stage fresh and so clean, that spotlight hits you. You got the suit on. I mean, you're delicious. You're an 8 all day, all night. Yeah, for sure.
I want you to see me at my slimiest.
I've been. I've been around some of those places too. We said currently. I've seen a Stevie 6.
Yeah, there's been some times. Okay. Okay, this is coming to us from Ethan. Hi, my name's Ethan. I'm a 23-year-old actor living in the city. Thank mm-hmm. you for establishing that, Ethan. It's got nothing to do with the next question, but good luck to you.
Thanks for still sharing a little bit about yourself, Ethan.
You got this call back, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, Mommy's got a question for you, too. What's your last day of eating look like? And I'm not talking last meal. I'm talking breakfast, lunch, and dinner, maybe dessert before you croak. What is it? Thanks. So perfect day scenario, you get to plot out your last three divisions of meals. I think it's a good question. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
You're not a big breakfast guy.
But if I know it's my last day,
pancakes.
I would, 100%.
You go pancakes.
Pancakes doused in butter. I don't use maple syrup. I'll take like half a stick and put it on there and let it political. What's
he just doesn't use it.
What's Sal's line? Leave the room now. I'm edgy. I would literally just sop it in butter. Mm. No maple syrup. I love when it just
whipped
soaks
cream?
When it. No, just butter.
Talk
just
to me about
butter.
Belgian
it's
waffle.
It's an excuse to eat butter.
Belgian basically. Waffle with ice cream in the morning.
Ooh, okay.
That might be
I've never
mine.
Done that.
Mine would probably be a some sort of egg over easy on a toasty. Kind of deal with, I love that.
That sounds healthy, though.
I love a sloppy egg. I love, like, egg in the basket. You know what egg in the basket is?
No.
When you cut the middle of the bread out, and you fry the egg inside the bread, and you flip it, it's phenomenal.
Oh, wow.
I love
okay.
an egg. That's my dad
eggs,
used to make them. I love it. You can't eat eggs. Yeah, I would probably do that, or I would definitely do, I might even just do, like, a bowl of Apple Jacks if I know it's my last day. I might go bowl
really?
Of Apple Jacks, yeah.
You're going to go old school.
I go old school. I would go reminisce in my nostalgia. I know
4-year-old Joey.
Yeah, just crushing the Jacks.
I would do... Pancake doused in butter, crisp bacon, hash browns, like sliced up hash browns like you get at Waffle House with cheese on top.
Would you do that over like...
Freshly squeezed OJ.
A McMuffin?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
My wife makes incredible pancakes.
Does she?
Phenomenal pancakes.
Well, learning something new. I did not know
this. She makes a good breakfast.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's your breakfast?
Yeah, yeah.
Lunch, for sure, sushi.
Really?
Yeah, I would want some sushi.
For lunch, okay. And where are you going?
Because I'm not going to do it for dinner.
Is there a specific?
No. Well, Katana in LA is my favorite sushi joint, but I would just would want an array of sushi. I would want sushi in my life on my last day.
Okay.
But I wouldn't want it for dinner. For dinner, okay. I got to go Italian, big Italian feast. But for that, I would probably do a nice sushi assortment.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly some sashimi. possibly, you know, but I would definitely go with some rolls. No
some
hand rolls.
I'll
give them all cut. Yeah, cut up rolls. And, you know, some nice nigiri, if you will.
I love a yellowtail with the sauce. Thinly sliced yellow. Ponzu.
Ponzu sauce.
Crispy onions. God.
Ponzu sauce. I'm a heroin addict. Give me that. Give me that ponzu. Love that ponzu. Time me off. Time me off on that ponzu.
I love ponzu.
Give me ponzu. I love being a ponzu. Yeah.
Okay, and then what is...
But I would love like a roll that's got like... I love a sushi, like a roll that's got a fruit in it. I love like a pineapple or a mango that pops its head in.
A nice
just
mix.
Just let you know it's there. It's like, hey, we're here too, you know, by the way. Enjoy yourself some tuna. But if you need us, we're nestled in. We're right here on the corner. Go ahead, get yourself.
What's that sweetness?
Crunch? What's that crunch?
Yeah.
It's my friend Cucumber. He came with us. Love that. I love that.
For my lunch, I would go Carney's. Carney's Rail Car.
Okay.
In Sunset Boulevard in L.A. Two hot dogs, mustard, and their French fries, shoestring fries with a Coke.
That's interesting.
Maybe an extra fry. Mm. Their fries, I don't know what it is, but it's served in like, everything's served in just a brown cardboard box like that.
Yep.
You dump your fries, put your salt in, shake
it up.
Yeah, it's either that or Permane Brothers.
I was just going to say for you, Permane.
Yeah, that's
Do, I might do an Impossible Whopper if I was thinking about it.
For your last lunch, going to the King?
I don't know.
Come on, man.
I don't know if I would.
Last
sushi. Yeah, but you're going to Permane Brothers.
That's a staple. Yeah. That's not a chain. Yeah, Permane, I'd probably go Permane Brothers. I mean, I'm thinking of...
You 100% would go Permane Brothers.
Yeah, and I'd get two. I'd get the pastrami and I'd get the Pittsburgher.
Okay.
100%.
You're not having pizza.
And a Coke to wash it down. No, my last day. I'm not going to...
Really?
Yeah.
You don't want to carb up before you die. My third one.
Your dinner?
My dinner?
With dessert now.
Of course. Who are you talking to?
Of course.
My dinner would definitely be a frutta de mar fra diablo. We get a nice hot sauce.
Wait, what's it? What is
frutta de mar?
Is that? It's not calamari.
It's got all the
seafood. It's fried what?
It's got all the frutta de mar.
Okay. It's got all the seafood. It's like a seafood mix. Okay.
Yeah. Seafood combination plate, if you will, over linguine. But I would get it over rigatoni. I like a stab.
Mm-hmm.
I would get some extra, give it a little extra kick for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm going out. I don't care anyway.
Yeah.
Give me that. I could do those. I'm going to do oysters to start.
Wow, okay.
Do some oysters. I'm going to do the frutta de mar with that. And then I would probably do garlic bread on the side. I want a nice nice focaccia that I could do the dunk ski and the sauce. Mm.
There you go. That's okay. So we're heavy on the seafood.
100%.
These are your appetizers, by the way.
No, that's my meal.
That's your meal.
For the mar is the appetizers, the oysters. For the table, though. I'm not eating by myself.
Wow, okay. So you're not, even on your last meal, you wouldn't maybe go. You
know, for a burger or a steak?
Yeah.
No, I don't have the.
After all that time?
No. The only thing that I was thinking was actually to grab a buffalo wing, because I do miss a good chicken buffalo wing.
Yeah, okay.
But no, so that's what I would do. And then that'd be my meal. And for dessert, I would probably go with an assortment tray of pastry.
No.
Yeah, I would have to get an assortment. I couldn't pick one. They're like, you could have one pastry. I'm like, just kill me now. I'm not going to make that choice.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to have that my last regret.
Yeah.
Pick a cannoli over Napoleon or sfogliatelle. I mean, what am I doing here? I can't. I could solve bigger problems than should I have a lobster tail or a cannoli.
Sure.
Forget it. And I would need my coffee.
I'm going 12-ounce Wagyu steak.
Ooh, go 16. What are you only going 12?
Fuck it. Yeah, why not? I'll 16. Go 16.
What do you got to
I'm
lose?
Not paying
nothing.
For it.
You ain't paying for it. Tell them I'll pay you tomorrow.
16 Wagyu. I'll do loaded baked potato.
Nice.
And I'll do a cream spinach.
With the loaded baked potato, do you do a chunk bacon or a bacon bit do you like?
I like either.
Yeah.
I like either.
Yeah.
I'm in. And I'm going, I'll go Arnold Palmer.
Oh, AP for the beverage.
With my meal. And then, to clean it all out, and I would probably go New York style cheesecake with a little strawberry on top,
a little bit of whipped cream as well.
Yeah, whipped cream, and that's it.
I would go I'll with call a Honolulu. It a day. I would go with a Honolulu kiss for my drink. That's ginger ale, a little bit of pineapple. It's a Honolulu kiss. I would do that. I would do that for my beverage. I forgot my beverage.
Did you make that up?
Yeah,
that
I name it. I name it as something different every time. And I say indignantly to the waiter, I'll take an Aloha Thunder. And I'm like, what's that? I'm like, it's ginger ale with a splash of pineapple. Like I say it all the time and I always rename it.
The Honolulu Kiss.
Kiss, Aloha Thunder. Lay me down.
The Maui Bowie.
Maui Bowie. Yes. I do the volcano spritzer.
The Don Ho Ho Ho.
Oh, that's a good one for the holidays. You had a little bit of fucking a little bit of nutmeg.
The tiny bubbles. Wow, I've never heard of that. So ginger ale with a splash of pineapple.
It's what I used to do when I went out to drink and people were like, why don't you drink? And I was annoyed at answering that question, so I would get it because it looks like a drink.
Okay.
So
I think those are good last meals.
I agree.
What is your one surprise you didn't put in yours?
When we were talking about that, I can't believe I didn't put like my favorite sandwich.
What is that?
Fried eggplant with mozzarella, broccoli rabe, and roasted peppers with a balsamic glaze on ciabatta.
Ciabatta. Not a big fan of ciabatta.
Well, I spoke to ciabatta earlier, and I don't want to report back, but samesies. I'm not big at ciabatta. You know what? I do like a good brioche, though, but that's not a brioche sandwich. Here's what I miss with meat, I'll tell you, though, is I might actually do this. Okay. I might retract it all the way. I might do a French dip.
Oh, I would do is there a specific French dip?
The French one.
Oh, I would go French style.
Yeah. No, I mean, I haven't had it in such a long time, but a good French dip I might do with an au jus. Oh,
Philippe's in L.A.
Navidad?
That's their, excuse me?
Philippe's Navidad? It's a Christmas place that you get your tree at. That would, if your name, if there is not a Christmas store named Philippe's Navidad somewhere, that is a huge miss on the world and pun work.
Just a dude in sombrero with a, in front of a tree.
It's hanging, Philippe's it's a mistletoe Navidad. Hanging
out. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, Philippe's in Philippe's Navidad. Philippe's in Los Angeles that's what they're known for. It's on the outskirts of Los Angeles. Fantastic French dip.
Yeah.
And then there's another one, Cole's French Dip, that's in Los Angeles. And I believe
they use specifically French dips?
Just French dips. And I believe it's the oldest bar in Los Angeles.
Oh wow.
And if you go in there, you'll see it looks like a place like Capone would be or Chaplin would be getting a drink, but then they have a speakeasy in the very back. There's this wallpaper, and then you push on the thing, and they make all these mixed cocktails.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Pretty cool. Great date night spot if you're back in Los Angeles.
Well, I will keep it in mind to get a French dip that I don't eat on a date that I don't go on.
Philippe's Navidad.
That is Philippe's Navidad's great. All right. That was a good question.
Yeah.
I don't even think it had anything to do with food. Oh, no. It said, what's your meals? That was a really good one.
Okay. This is coming to us from Schizo. Okay. Can the three of us just have a friend date, hang out, laugh, be homies? That would be dope.
Sure.
Where do they live? I don't know.
Well, that was their mistake.
Yeah.
If they told us where they would live or a way to get in contact with them, we could have probably made that happen.
Yeah.
How much work are you looking at my end?
I'm not going to hunt you down.
I'm a busy guy.
Give me the deets.
I'm not Dog the Bounty Hunter. All right. I rescue dogs. Okay. And I hunt pastry.
And when
if you were made a cannoli and you had, you know, somebody abandoned you in the streets, I'm your guy. But otherwise, not for me. I'm not going to put all the...
You can't be Dog the Bounty Hunter because you only get one haircut. With him, he's got four. It's this, it's that, it's that, it's the thing. On that.
Don't forget the side, the back, the other side, the front.
I mean, it's like he's getting like fucking eight haircuts every time he sits down. It's like, so I forget, just walk me through the beats.
I love randomly doing that. Saying yes to people on questions that they don't know, like be like, yeah, sure, you want? I do that all the time. Sometimes people will write me.
It's like you just saw the movie Yes Man.
100%.
You're ready.
People like on the road and stuff, people like, oh, you got to come down to my dad's restaurant. You know, we would love to buy you lunch. I'm like, sure. And I would go. I go to it.
You do it.
I do it. I love that. I love that just to like surprise people.
See, here's the tough part. And I agree with you. I think it's always a great experience. The toughest part about doing that when you're on the road is when you wake up at noon, you know the restaurant's right downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, I got to get showered, then I got to get in the Uber, and the Uber's like 20 minutes away. It's like, right. Do I really want to go 20 minutes out of my way when I could just go eat downstairs? That's my biggest hiccup.
That's true, for sure, for sure.
The older I get, when I was younger, I'd be like, I'll go anywhere.
Yeah, hour and a half away, I don't give a shit, yeah.
Yeah, the older I get, the harder it is for me to do those things. But when I do it, I always am happy I did it.
Okay.
I don't get as many invites as you do, obviously, because I'm sure you're getting invited to come hot air ballooning with us, Joe. It's like
people like to feed me and hang out with me. Yeah. So those are the things that happen. I get invited to have a sandwich or go on a hot air balloon. And exclusively, that's really all my invites. I get so many invites to go on hot air ballooning.
Yeah.
That's a real big thing for me.
Okay. This is, look, I think it's time we settle this debate right now.
Okay.
All right. This is coming up from Stone.
Oh.
Feel free to chime in, Mike. I'm sure you have an opinion on this. Everybody's got an opinion. We're past this point in the season, yep. but it's a debate that is year long. Everybody knows about it. Stone asks, hey, cool mommies, this is Stone. And my question is Die Hard a Christmas movie? I think we put it to bed right here and right now. What do you think? Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Bruce Willis famously addressed it a couple weeks ago, right?
Did he?
He said it's not.
Bruce Willis said it's
not a Christmas movie.
Really?
So I disagreed in theory. If I was asked that question, I would say it is a Christmas movie, but I disagreed with him.
Well, to debate that, Reginald L. Johnson recently said it was a Christmas movie.
Oh, did he?
Yes, he did.
Oh, they're an opposite ends.
And I am more I take more of Reginald L. Johnson's side and
over Willis's.
Over, absolutely, yeah.
Well, he knows that Family Matters.
Well, he had a lot to deal with Steve Urkel.
Yeah.
For years and years and years. So that, I feel like that guy, he's been on the streets. He was a cop for years.
For sure. He's in the beat.
He's been on the beat.
He's got a pulse. His pulse is on the streets. He's got his finger on the streets there.
Yeah. But you know that show, like, it was just the family, and then it got hijacked, right? It was like a Fonzie effect. Like, it was the family, I think, for two or three episodes, and then Steve Urkel comes in as like, the crazy neighbor.
Crushes it.
On an episode, and then it becomes the Urkel show.
Wildfire, yeah.
Is that crazy? I used to love Family Matters.
One of my favorite clips ever is when Carl Banks shows up on set. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah, I saw that recently, yeah.
Yeah, so it's going around.
During the curtain call, right?
Yeah, during the curtain call. The father from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air comes in. And
he just delivered one line.
He delivers one line. He pretends he's the neighbor. And he's like, I told you to keep it down or whatever he says. And Reginald tries to hold it together, but then just loses it. And they give a big hug. It's really a sweet moment. Yeah.
Because I think they were filming next door.
Yeah, they were.
Right?
They're like on the same lot or whatever. Yeah.
Pretty wild.
Yeah. They, I mean, if you use the Christmas movie formula, because there's movies that happen during Christmas time or there's a movie about Christmas. So if you use the same thing, you could say Home Alone has the same elements that make it a Christmas movie because it's a movie that happens at Christmas time, but it's not necessarily about Christmas.
But it's about the importance of family at that time of year, isn't it?
I guess so.
I want my family to disappear. And when do you want to be around family the most? It's Christmas.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess that's debunked.
It also was a...
Pretty effectively, actually.
It happened well done. On Christmas Eve. The whole story is Christmas Eve.
Yeah, but that's just now you're just talking about a date and time. So if that
could be anything, though. Why Christmas Eve? Because it's a Christmas movie.
No, because it was a Christmas party.
Right. But it had to be, it could have been any party. Why make it a Christmas party if it's not a Christmas movie?
Well, but with that same vein, in that same vein, if we go down that road, it's if you make a movie that happens on December 24th that has nothing to do with Christmas, is that a Christmas movie?
Well, here's the thing.
Like,
if
The Purge happened on December 24th, is that a Christmas movie?
Shane Black always predominantly sets his movies around Christmas, and he said it gives the audience another emotion of it being the holiday season.
Got it.
And
it's a nice hack.
Emotions are heightened, right?
Nice hack, yeah.
So that's why Lethal Weapon, Iron Man 3, like any movie he's done, if he can make it centered around Christmas, he does, which it's I thought was smart. But doesn't make it a Christmas movie. It doesn't.
I don't think so. That same trope is like give your hero a kid, a young child, right? You attach to them as something more than just a person.
It's right.
They're a father, right? So that's the same trope.
The stakes are higher now because you're protecting somebody.
Yep.
Yeah. But I think in that regard, if I was going to go down the Shane Black hole, the
I see what you did there,
aspect of Christmas
I appreciate that.
Is only folded into the story to heighten emotions, but it's not there as a part of the story. It's not like, I got to get back home for my kid or nothing. Like, it's just, there's a Christmas party. That's it.
Okay. So your team, no, it's not.
I would say team, no. I would think that could be any party. If you took that aspect out of it, it's still a fantastic movie. It's nothing to do with Christmas. It could be New Year's Eve. It could be a thousand.
But to his point, it's like, why isn't it?
There's also the famous line, Hans Gruber. It's Christmas, Theo. It's a time for miracles.
Yeah.
Like, it's a big, it's an actual plot point of the movie.
Now I have a gun. What a great movie.
Great movie.
When's the last time you saw Die Hard?
Actually, not too long ago. I think I saw it like 3 years ago, maybe. I rewatched it.
I'm thinking of...
You're going to do the whole trilogy? You're going to do the whole thing?
I'm showing my kid, at least my daughter. Do you think you could show 100%. Die Hard?
100%.
Yeah, 10 years old?
Oh, seven? No, there's a lot. They might be scared.
Just the banging and the
gun. Office, oh, that I don't worry about that. I'm worried about the gunfight, the fire.
You don't care about the banging?
Oh, yeah, sure. They see, I have lots of dogs. They see a hump on the rack.
Everybody's humping around. Everybody's humping. Gail Cannoli, there is your best guy. Everybody's humping around. Woo, woo.
You love a biscotti. Here we go. Okay, dear Two Cool Moms. First off, thanks for solving today's dilemmas that trouble our world. Mine falls with struggle. Have you ever been on a flight, slept the entire time, felt like a dream, only to wake up with a raging morning wood? Do you sport it with pride or tuck it in shame? Thanks and happy travel, Jay.
This is one of the questions that made the cut.
This is coming to us from Justin. My best friend is moving to Florida and lives in Michigan. So can I cope while he is gone, or how do I deal with this?
Oh, that's tough. Yeah, losing a best friend to travel. I think it happens at what point in your life. I remember when I was younger, Jason Joseph, my best friend who lived next door to me, I was like 14 or 13, and he moved. And I thought my life was over. He moved to Arizona, and I was like, oh, my God, how am I going to live with that, you know, which is hard. I think it's harder when you're younger because you have less control over the ability to see them.
Yeah.
But here's the good thing. If you have a good foundations, real friendships don't die with distance. You and I are an example, right? You live in Nashville. Sure. I live in New York. We see each other, maybe a couple times a month.
And they random phone calls, yeah.
Yeah, and I would say you consider me your best friend on earth. So with that in mind.
What, do we give you the edit point? Okay, sorry. Sorry, continue.
No, I mean, I do think that when you're older, distance doesn't come into play as much at all.
Yeah, and I think this day and age, everybody's got this.
Yeah.
I mean, my kids are friends with my buddy's kids. They're in Southern California. They are on Roblox every week, at least once or twice together, spending an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, all the time playing Roblox and catching up and BSing. Mm-hmm. So I know that when we do see them like once or twice every year, it's as though nothing has ever happened.
It is more like, I think the quality time of being face-to-face is probably missed, and the opening up and things like that.
Sure.
I think that's hard. But the way to cope with it is like, make sure you give the friendship the attention that you need, that it needs.
Yeah.
Right? You don't want to be like, he doesn't live here anymore, or she doesn't live here anymore, forget it. You want to be like, okay, they don't, so let me do that extra attention. I've failed at that a bunch, actually. I let life get in the way with a couple of good friends of mine that I was like, oh, I should... I've corrected it. I've had to course correct it too. But I think that happens too when you don't see somebody or need to make the effort to actually call or whatever. And the thing that super easy hack is when you think of somebody, text them. Or when you think of somebody, call them. And I think that's huge. And the other thing too is like I always call my friends on their birthday. I don't send a text. I feel like strangers text on a birthday, but it's one day a year. You could take 5 minutes a call so you could hear their voice, say hello, and say happy birthday for certain friends, which I call tier one friendships. Mm-hmm. You know, those are the ones that you call, but those are people you call people on their birthday. If they're a true friend of yours, you could take the 5 minutes. You're not that busy.
Yeah.
You know, but I think a real good hack is if you think of somebody like, oh, I should, this will happen to everybody. Everybody does this. Oh, I should see what he's up to. I'll text him. Right there. Drop a text. Be like, hey, just thinking of you.
Yeah.
And whenever I get a text like that, I'm always like, oh, that's super cool. And I write back, and the conversation starts right then and there.
Yeah.
You know? So I think for that part of it, I would say those are a couple hacks that I have that make people feel special and then help you maintain a friendship.
Yeah, I think you're spot on. I think, you know, especially as I get older, I think friendship is just defined by investment of time, right? I mean, we all have people we text or reach out to or email, and you don't hear back or whatever. It's like, okay, well, I'll just stop doing that, you know? Mm-hmm. And then there's other people like Joel Osborne is one of my best pals. He lives in Australia. I talk to him probably once every 3 days. And we're in two different time zones. Mm. I'll be walking at midnight. I'll call him. It's 3 p.m. there. And he'll pick up or he'll call me in the afternoon. And it's like 11 o'clock at night. I pick up. And we have probably had the same conversation 1,000 times. But we still talk about Oasis, Noel Gallagher, Liam Gallagher, our favorite bands, Batman, you know, Back to the Future. Like all the same things over and over again. And it never gets old. It's like putting in a favorite movie of yours, you know, and just, I don't know, I really, and it's like we have every excuse in the world not to talk to each other.
100%.
But for some reason, we just do. So when I go and everything flashes, it'll be like, Joel will be like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. He's just a really good dude. And then I have other friends that you know, one in particular, I consider him a best friend.
Thanks.
Well, not you, because this is going to end up poorly.
Awkward.
On my birthday, to your point, hey, happy birthday.
Oh, God.
And I was like, this is what I got from, you know, 15 other people that I barely talk to. 100%. And I get it. It doesn't even say anything other than happy birthday. And then when my hour came out, it was like, hey, congratulations. You should be proud. It was like, dude, you're like one of my best friends. It was just that was a bit heartbreaking. But again, one of those things where it's like, you know, I think like the relationship, he's defining the relationship. You're thinking it's something else.
100%.
But that's the definition of it. Like people want closure. It's like, why? They told you what.
Yeah. Take the clues.
Yeah. Why do you need one more conversation?
Solve the mystery, Shaggy. Here it is.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So I just think, why invest that bandwidth emotionally thinking or wanting something else to be something? It just isn't. Yeah. So
have you been on the other end of a friendship where when you're having a friendship and it's falling to the wayside? I've had this conversation a couple times in my life where you're able to identify the problem, but it's not on you to fix. Mm-hmm. And you really want somebody to fix it and they won't. And when they don't, the hardest part is like to not feel bad that you have to let that person go out of your life.
I mean, for sure. Yeah.
Right. It's hard for you too, because you're like, you know, so many years being a road comic, right? So you develop a lot of relationships on the road. You're in the same town as somebody. It's like, oh, great. Good to see you. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And then it becomes like you really click with somebody and you want to spark a friendship with them.
Sure.
And then some people don't, if it's not, doesn't feel the same way for them, or if they get too busy or, you know, or something and you fall away, it's kind of like, oh man, we could have been friends. I'm like, I that's one of those feelings 100%. I hate when it's like, oh man, if we just.
Yeah. You know. Well, look, even like, you know, meeting Jiggy, meeting, you know, Jerace, like these are guys, like I'll text and be like, hey, what's going on? How you doing? You know, sent them Christmas gifts because they're just like, I don't know, just I get excited thinking about hanging out with them.
Yep.
And when Justin came, like after the taping, like that night where so much is going on, you're still like, I cannot believe he came out. That was one of the coolest things. I you know.
Meanwhile, so like, I get a text, congrats, buddy.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, that's the difference.
But I mean, look, I've talked about it before. My brother and I have a very complicated relationship, and it's one of those things where I love him. But yeah, there's parts of me where I've just been pushing a boulder up a mountain, and you're not getting anything back. And then you're just like, okay, well, you know, I think it's just like in that movie Swingers, right? You pine after a girl, you pine after a girl, you pine after a girl. Your friends are telling you move on. Everybody, the world is telling you. But you can't get out of your own way. You can't do it. And then all of a sudden you meet Heather Graham and you forget about that last relationship. And then I think it, I've been in situations before where I forced myself like, oh, I'm over it. I'm past that. But you know emotionally you're not.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes life will dictate when you truly have gotten over it. And for my brother and I, we recently got to a point where, you know, just organically through the timeline of life, it got us to a good point.
Yeah.
But for years, it just never. And I think once I let go of the reins, that's when everything kind of started to happen.
Well, I think people have to realize that once you stop pushing, they miss that part of it. And they're like, oh, I need to. You know, I found that a lot too. When you're trying to get something going and then you stop getting something going, that's when people notice. It's like, oh, why didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
You know, anymore?
Oh,
and then they feel like, realize maybe it's an awakening. And sometimes it's not. And that's not on you either. So you can't feel bad about that. So I guess the takeaway for this question is a long distance relationship definitely needs care and from both parties. And just have an open and honest, the things you like about your friendship could happen over long distances. Doesn't matter.
Sure.
You know, so just try to, and then try to see each other. That's always a fun thing.
Even like to your point, my buddy Wyatt, he got me this shirt, Candlestick Park, because if you've seen my special, you understand what this, it's one of the jokes. Jiggy sent me a road sign that says Candlestick Park that's hanging up in my office. And like those little bits are like, you know, those are enough to be like, hey, how you doing? Just checking in, seeing how you're doing. And the next time you hang out, you're off to the races. 100%. It's always so fun. Yeah.
Well, and there you go.
We did it.
We did another one.
We really did it.
We helped the world one answer at a time. And now we're both really hungry thinking about our last meals.
Absolutely, yes. Got to do it. But thank you guys again. Rate, review, subscribe.
Please.
Should we try this new thing?
Let's do it.
All right. So we're doing a thing.
We're thinking about adding a segment.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we're adding a segment to this where we're going to have Mom of the Week. And so we want you to send in a picture of your mom and a brief description, like why your mom is so awesome. And we want to honor, here on Two Cool Moms, we want to honor a mom each week as to why this mom is so special, unique, caring, nurturing, maternal, all those good things. You let us know, and we're going to show that cool mom.
Yep.
And we're going to celebrate that cool mom.
Absolutely. So yep. we'll give your moms a little shout out here, because we figured that'd be a cool thing to do here, because moms are awesome. We love moms.
Moms are the best, yeah. And the best way to do it, because people still continue to ask, how do we submit questions? Yes. How do we get this? So the easiest way to do it is through our Instagram account. So @twocoolmomspod is our Instagram account. Send us the picture, the description, and of course, your questions.
Yes. And that's the best way to keep in touch. We love you. Be well. Be safe. Stevie, I'll see you next time.
I'll see you too soon.
Bye.
Bye.
These two cool mommies love you, so show us some love.
Please rate us, review us, follow us on all social media, and subscribe to our YouTube.